Amen. Let us all stand as we go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for a grand opportunity you give us, Lord, tonight to come into the house of the Lord. And Lord, we've come with a praise and worship upon our hearts, Lord, a desire to be here, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that tonight we would lay everything else aside of this life. And Lord, may our hearts and our minds be upon thee. Lord, may we worship you in spirit and truth tonight, Lord. And may you accept our worship tonight, Lord. May it come from the bottom of our heart, Lord. May we be sincere, Lord, and just, Lord, give you the worship that you so much deserve, Lord. And just have the preeminence in our service tonight. We just ask that, Lord, as the word comes forth, Lord, that we be hungry, Lord, to receive that word. That, Lord, that we get them nutrients that we need, Lord, to grow stronger in thee and to draw closer to you, Lord. And that, Father, that we could finish this journey that you have sent us down here. And Lord, we just love and appreciate you tonight and just ask that you have the preeminence in our service. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. If you'd turn your Only Believe books over to page 124. Just a closer walk. Is that your desire tonight? To have that closer walk with the Lord? Amen. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
Yeah.
that's my desire, that every day that I walk closer with Him. And that knowing that He's by my side every step of the way, He'll never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. Let's try this song, page 113. Leave it there. Just trying to remember how the verse goes. One of your brothers helped me get started on that. Hold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare. Just remember in His word how He feeds a little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Safely through. I wonder how many times we take these burdens upon us and we try to struggle, we try to make it work, we try to figure out a way. But if we would just put it on Him, let Him take care of the situation, He'll take that burden all away. It'll all work out to His timing and to His plan. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn over to page 77. Amen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? To us, how we just love and appreciate you so much tonight for what you have done for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. You know, truly, how things of this world are growing strangely dim. Maybe some of the things in our life that we held on to that we like to do, but God's taking that desire out. It's no more enticing to us, but oh, how we want to draw closer to Him and see that precise life of Jesus Christ living every day. Amen. Brother Josh, would you come and take the offering tonight? Would you ask a blessing?
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're just so blessed, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, you've done so many things for us, Lord. We forget half of them, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, you've always been there to protect us, heal us. Lord, just the littlest things, Lord, it might not seem much to the humans, but Lord, It helps you through the day, Lord. We're just so thankful. You're always there in a time of need.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to bless this offering this night, Lord, as you've done so many times. Lord, we'll give you all the glory and the honor due unto you. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Let's turn out to page 106. Sing that song, Reach Out and Touch the Lord. Amen. If you have a need tonight, just reach out by faith and touch him. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Whatever it is in your life, you just reach out and touch him. Hallelujah.
You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out.
Amen. How many has a need upon your heart by the showing of your uplifted hand? Brother Leffler, would you take the prayer request tonight?
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the great Jehovah God.
Yes, dear Lord.
Lord, we know, Father, that you're here.
Amen.
Lord, for one that don't know you're here, Lord, and have mercy upon him, Father.
Yes, dear
Lord. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, that you've got a kingdom. Prophet said, Lord, only those who are ready will go into that kingdom. And Lord, we pray tonight, Lord, each one that's standing here tonight, Father, who have that desire in our hearts,
yes, dear Lord,
to go, Lord, and be with you. Father, bless each one tonight, Father. Get those who are sick and afflicted, those who have come to him, Father, with him also. Help us, Lord. Help each one of us. Walk in a straight and narrow path. For Lord Heavenly Father, if we try to take that wide path, there'll be so many off. You'll get either pushed off or you'll get something. So Father, we're praying like tonight, Father.
Amen.
Help us with your perfect will.
Yes,
bless each one, Father, we ask and pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. If anyone has a special night, come and sing. Alright, we'll ask them to come.
Talk and act like nothing's in my way. I may even hold my head up high and tell the world that my life's okay. But if I ever come in contact with the presence of the great Almighty, fall down on my knees. In his presence, I feel so little. In God's presence, I see how I really am. Oh, in his presence, everything is different. I see how small I am. How softly we should walk into his presence with fluttering hearts. How quiet and reverent we should sit and listen with such awe. For if the Holy Spirit would take his flight, then tell me, where would we be? What an honor and a privilege to feel his holy presence so sweet. We're in his presence. Don't you feel so small I am, how big he is in his presence.
Amen. Just something about being in his presence, how it humbles you. Let us all stand as we ask our brother to come. Let's sing that song, Shine on Me. Lord, let your word, your light, your shine down in my soul. Amen.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Let the
Father, we are just so grateful to be here again. Lord, to feel your presence and know you're here with us. Lord, truly you are the great I am. And Lord, we just honor you tonight. Lord, we just praise you and thank you for all that you've done. And Lord, we just come humbly before you and ask, Lord, these few words that you've laid upon my heart. Lord, some way would help someone help me, Lord. And through it all, may you receive the glory and the honor. And Lord, may it just be cause of greater praise maybe in our hearts. Lord, maybe a closer walk with you somewhere along the line, Lord. It would help some way. And Lord, we ask it all to your glory and honor. In the lovely, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. I love him. Amen.
I love him.
Standing, let's turn our Bibles, amen, over to 1 Corinthians. May seem like a strange little subject tonight, and it's a very detailed subject, and you can go a long ways, but the Lord just, I just felt pressed, was asking him what to bring, and these things just kind of jumped right out at me off the shelf. And like I said, it's a touching a very small subject, but maybe some way the Lord will be able to use it to help some of us along our way. Maybe cause us to draw a little closer and maybe honor him just a little bit greater. Amen. But in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, amen, and we're going to begin about the 23rd verse. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this is the cup in the New Testament in my blood, that ye do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. May the Lord bless reading his word, and you may be seated. Those few little words, in remembrance of me.
Yes.
And how Brother Branham spoke on it in remembering the Lord. And you know, it's just some situations happened this week, just little things, nothing. But that kind of channeled my thoughts this direction. I wasn't even thinking about it at the time to this magnitude, but then as that I'd seen take place, and I thought, Lord, how great you are. And we truly get an opportunity. God, before the world was ever formed, Brother Branham said he thought of you, he saw you in his mind.
Amen.
And for his bride, his little wife.
Yes.
And when you stop to begin to see that you're part of that, and you truly begin to see just how small you really are when you get these presents.
Amen.
And to think of all he'd done for you and I, and how he put the whole plan into action from the beginning to the end.
Amen.
And how he knew it all took place in his mind, and that it just had to be acted out here on earth. But oh my, how great he was and what he's done for us. And you know, we read these scriptures a lot of times at communion. But you know, communion isn't something that should just be brought into our remembrance at a communion service. You know, if you ever notice a lot of times at a communion service, a lot of confessing begins to take place because you're put on the spot, you're right there. The Lord's Supper's laying there, and we know what happens if we take it unworthily. And how every day of our life should be lived in that much reverence.
Amen.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he's truly done for us. And you know how great he is and what he's done. And you know, oftentimes we talk about it. Yeah, the Lord died for my sins. The blood's covering me. But do you realize the very God that created the heavens and the earth came down and hung on that old cross.
Amen.
And died and paid a penalty for you and I that he could conquer all things. Amen. And oh my, we're recipients of that grace.
Yes.
But I'd just like to read a few things that in the scriptures, and some things our prophet read. And just a little quotation. This is in the Breach. Just a little on page. This is an old book, so I don't have paragraphs, but it's page 89. Down about the bottom of the page. But he was speaking here of Jesus. He says, now notice, it took a kinsman redeemer. See, an angel couldn't do it. And he's talking about the penalty for our sin, the sacrifice that was needed to pay for my debt that I owed. The reason God seen this plan in action, he knew we was going to be born in sin, shaped in iniquity. He saw it, he let it happen for a reason, that there would be a people that would truly cry back grace. Not just cry back, just say, oh, it's grace. No, there'd be a cry in their heart. Thank you, Lord,
Amen. For
the grace you've shown unto me.
Amen.
Amen. As he says here, he says, notice it must have been a kinsman redeemer. An angel couldn't do it. A man couldn't do it. It must be a man, and he couldn't be born of a woman of a sex act. So the virgin birth, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and therefore Jesus was not a Jew. Jesus was not a Gentile. Jesus was God, exactly. His blood didn't come from any sex act. He was the holy created blood of God. We're not saved by Jewish blood, neither are we saved by a Gentile blood. We are saved by the blood of God, and that's according to the Bible. It says so, we're saved by. You see, Jesus was God. He was not no third person, fourth person, second person. He was the person. He was God. He was God Emmanuel. God came down from his glory and revealed himself. And grace produced the person of Jesus Christ. And we find this book, God stretched his tent and came from God to become man. And he changed his stream from the Almighty to be a man, to take on the form of man so he could die and redeem man. Wait till we see him when there was nobody worthy. Amen. And I want us to remember that tonight. Why everything we come in here, we come in these doors and we gather here in the presence of the Lord. The word comes and there's a burning desire down on the inside of our hearts that's driving us, pushing us. There's a striving to reach higher goals. And God placed that in there. Amen. God made the way for every piece we do, everything that happens. Amen. The word that comes forth, when he ascended, he also gave gifts unto men. And who did he give those gifts for and why? To you and I. To the church. And think of that, he done all of this. Everything in this book has been put into action for you and I.
Amen.
All of it. Every bit of it. But I want you to think of the price that he had to pay here in the flesh. And look at all he'd done is he wanted us to bring it into remembrance. And every time, sometimes we get so careless and we let words slip. Oh, it's not important. But God said every word was important.
Amen.
And oh my, he shed that precious blood until it would be there till the day we didn't need it no more. But there'd come a day we wouldn't need it any longer. But he's there making intercession. And oh my, that blood, we can stand here tonight and lift up our hands and know that they go up before him holy, blameless and spotless in his sight. And we can praise him and worship him for what he's done for us. But let's turn over here to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, and just refresh our memories with these things. And like I said, it's just recall what he's done for you. Everything we have need of was paid for on Calvary. Everything we would need, every redemptive blessing was taken care of right then and there. Amen. Isaiah 53. I lost my marker. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 53. And let's just read the whole chapter. I'll try not to hold you too long, but let's just read these things. Enjoy. We're remembering
Amen.
Him. We come here tonight to worship the Lord and
yes.
to think about him
Amen.
And what he's done for us. He's got a plan for us.
Amen.
And he made the way that we could be here.
Yes.
Amen. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And if this word's been revealed to you, how we ought to thank him, because without
Amen.
Him we wouldn't have any revelation.
Yes. Amen.
We'd be blind. We'd look like the rest of the world. But
all
God's grace and mercy to us. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form or no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. And he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And oh my, when I see what he's done, that I could be here and stand here. Amen. He knew every step I'd take, but yet he loved me. No, he knew me. Amen. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Amen. How of an example, how often are we afflicted? And boy, we just can't keep our mouth shut. But look at our example. Look what he went through for you and I. Amen. And he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Just think of this. God in his mind saw all of this. And the Holy Spirit moved upon Isaiah how many hundreds of years before Christ went to the cross. And he spoke this in here. And the people missed it when he was on earth. Blinded, but God opened the eyes of a chosen few, and they was able to see. Oh, Lord, open our eyes today that we miss not one thing. Amen. And crucify him again. He made his grave with us, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Amen. Amen. He bore my iniquities. He became me and paid my price. That I can stand here and enjoy the blessings that we receive today. When we come in and we feel his presence, and I've raised my hands, and there's a joy in my heart, and I have peace, and I've got long suffering, and I've got brotherly kindness and love, and all of this Bible, and I see this word being made manifest in my life, it's all because of him. Amen. What he done for me, what he seen me and thought of me in his mind. And then he knew what would take place. All this went into hand for you and I. But oh my, don't ever forget that we owed that debt. We were guilty. Amen. Here. That old nature was guilty. But God made a way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But it was necessary for it to take place the way that it did. And Brother Branham said Jesus Christ went to that cross as a man. Oh my, think about that. He felt the pain. He felt the agony. It was all real. It wasn't just, oh, it was God. No, he was a human in the human body. And he felt the same pain you feel. He bore stripes. That he knew what it felt like for you to have a stripe. Amen. He knew what it felt like to have a broken leg, have a bad heart, have a bad liver. He knew all of those things. He felt the pain and the endurance. But oh my, he bore every one of those stripes that we could stand here today and reach out by faith and be healed to his glory and to his honor. That was paid for and it's there. Amen. Let's go here to Matthew, the 26th chapter. I know we've all read these things, but we're just reading, just remembering. Amen. Hallelujah. Here in Matthew 26, and about to start at the 36th verse. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. And he saith unto the disciples, sit here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And then he saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And amen. Just think maybe we suffer a little bit. And just a little bit. We need someone to watch with us. And he knew what was coming. He knew. And oh my, just wanted to just pray with me. But they couldn't stay awake. And oh, how sorrowful he was. He said, and when he said, watch with me. And he went a little farther, fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Amen. You see that prisoner ship expressed? Yes. Amen. The prisoner ship that we're to have, Lord, not my will, not what I want, not what I think. But Lord, you gave it all. Let me give all mine. Amen. Back to you. Our lives back as a sacrifice. He says, and he said, be that thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And oh my, how we ought to watch and pray.
Amen.
Amen. As we see that our hours approaching of the wrapping up of all things. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them, and he went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. And oh, how his heart was heavy. And you know, as he was suffering, he knew what was coming. He knew the agony and the pain that he was going to have to go through. But all the whole time, you and I were the reason. Amen. He saw us in his mind before there was a world formed. He knew he was thinking of you and I. Amen. And it was our sins that he was carrying. It was our burdens that he carried to that cross. Amen. That we could be here today. Our burdens now rolled away. Amen. We're filled the freedom of the Holy Spirit and know he's here. Amen. Here in the 27th chapter of Matthew. Amen. It's been about 15 minutes. All right. Let's start here in the 27th and begin to read here at the 27th verse. And the soldiers and the governor took Jesus into the common hall, and they gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had platted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him, and they mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. Oh my, our God. How humble. Look at him. Here he is, knowing what he had to do.
Yes.
But he not opened his mouth. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Amen. I wonder how often when we're in the wrong, or maybe we were right and somebody else accuses us of being in the wrong, that we cannot open our mouths and just say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done.
Amen.
And pray for that person and ask God, Lord, help them. Oh my, do we see that same expression coming forth from our lives? Amen. After what he's done for us. He says, And they spit upon him, and they took a reed and smote him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, and they compelled him to bear his cross. And when they come unto a place called Golgotha, that is a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink, and they crucified him. And they parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled that was spoken by the prophets. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they washed him there, and they set over his head an accusation written, This is Jesus, King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by all reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou destroyest this temple, and buildest it again in 3 days. Save thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. And likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. What if today they walk by you, think you're a Christian? You think you're a son and daughter of God? Amen. Smite you on the face, make fun of you, mock you, laugh at you. Can you stand there and just say, Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace to me? Or do we have to raise up and show, I'll show you I am a son of God. Is that spirit? He never raised up. He had power to call legions of angels to take him off of the cross and to clean up all things. But he knew he had a job to do. The same as we've got a job to do today, to give our bodies as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable and a reasonable service. Amen. He saved others. And we will believe him. He's trusted in God. Let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. And the thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land in the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Elias, Elias. I can't pronounce that. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, they said, This man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. And the rest said, Let be, Let us see whether Elias will come saving. And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. And now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly this was the Son of God. God was made manifest. Amen. It was written out before all. But oh my, look what he done for you and me. Look at the pain he bore. Look what all he went through and he suffered. And how great it is that he made a way that we could be here tonight. He paved the way. He done all of this for us. And I wonder how anxious we was to get here this evening to worship him and to praise him. I wonder if we really were anxious to get here, or was it just church and we got to go? God knows all things. Amen. You know, I met a gentleman this week and it just really touched me. But he come in to complain about property taxes. And you know, a little old man, a little humble man, and he sat down and he said, I can't afford my taxes. He said, I just can't afford them. But he said, I want you to know something. He said, I served my entire duty in Korea during the Korean War. And he said, I love this land. He said, I kiss this ground that we have. And he talked about how it was when he came back from over there and the freedoms we have. And I met a World War II veteran. And I just got to thinking, here are these men gave their life up to go over. Many of them never made it back. And they fought to help keep the freedom here that we needed for the freedom of speech, that this word could come to us in the freedom of the way God wanted it to be. And to travel around the world. And how America turned its back on God. The original founders of this country didn't plan on freedom of speech being what it is today. And how when you look around this country that we have today, how many people spit and walk upon the flag, the symbols of this country, and they just tread it all underfoot. And here this poor little old man sat there, and I felt so sorry for him. But you know, it caused me to think of what Jesus Christ has truly done for us. Amen. And the price that was paid, and so many just walk over. They spit upon the symbols and the things that he's given us. They're trodden it underfoot. There's no respect left for what God done for us. And I thought, if in the natural, one man could feel that much passion for a piece of natural ground, how much more should the passion really be in our hearts, and the conviction, and then that when we can come into the presence of God, the very creator of all heaven and earth, and we get to come in and sit down, and he comes and communes with us and talks to us and shows us what we have need of. He blesses us just pours blessings out. And maybe you say, well, I haven't got a blessing now, but what has God done for us our entire life? Look at what he's given us. Look at the grace that's overshadowed not only our natural life, but our spiritual life. Look what we have. Does he truly see a heart that's just so thankful? Amen. You know, I think as when Brother Branham talked about the children of Israel and how they used to bring their lamb. Amen. And you know, I'm positive when Abel slain that first lamb and realized it was the blood, he had a revelation and he knew what he was doing. Amen. And it meant something to him. But over time, it became a tradition, and it didn't mean nothing to no one. But to that little elected, it's burning every day. Amen. That her Redeemer liveth, her Savior, my darling, my Rose of Sharon, our all in all. It's given us everything we've got. How much do I really appreciate what he's doing for me? Do I show him daily? Does he see it? Or does he just see a church-going person that knows the story? Or is the reality of amazing grace present in my life? Truly, I can't wait till the day that I can kneel down and kiss his feet. Amen. That day when, you know, we're going to walk on streets of gold. And that's wonderful. And oh, we sing that little, when I walk up those streets. But can you imagine the true day when you get over there? And he's blessing us now with it. We know we're there. We know it's ours. Amen. It's a reality. When that man got on that ship leaving Korea, coming back to this country, he knew this land was here waiting on him.
Amen.
And he stepped foot over here and all the joy that it brought him. But oh, by God's grace, I see that shore coming into view. And I know I'm going to meet my Savior face to face. And he knows what I am here is what I'm going to be there. And if I can't see that grace and that love in my life now, he's not going to see it there. And if you don't feel that love and that pulsating in your heart for him, that reality that he's always done for you, we need to get it now and make sure that we can see what God's doing and moving on in our lives. Because it brings a reality to your heart. It'll make you praise him. It'll make you love him.
Amen.
It'll make you give your body as a living sacrifice. It'll make you be a prisoner. Oh my, if that reality is truly in there, oh, what it'll do for you. When you can truly see you was in those thoughts that was drawn, just a piece of chalk that drew a circle on a blackboard.
Yes.
It drew it on paper so many years ago. But then with a reality, because God so lovingly revealed to you,
yes,
nothing you can do in yourself. Yeah, you can. Many people can look at it and say, yep, that's a circle. But it has no reality to them. But how come when it's drawn on there, there's something done on the inside of you? It's, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me.
Amen.
It ought to just burn down in our hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. Here in the message, hallelujah. Let me see here. I want to read this. Brother Branham expressing this Isaiah 53. This is in the Wings of a Snow White Dove, page 19. Down to the bottom of the page, paragraph 133. He says, but oh, brother, Isaiah 53 tells us of one came down from home and all that was good. He says, sickness, superstition, and devils had us pinned down. There was no way out. The church had gone wrong. They had went off denominational things. The Pharisees, Sadducees, washing of pots and pans, the word of God had become of no effect. But this little dove come down, and there was only one thing could take the place. There had to be a redeemer. But being wounded and broken, beaten, torn, but he knowed his way back home. So from Calvary's cross, where they bruised him and smashed him and tore him like a bunch of wolves upon him, he made his flight from Calvary and landed in heaven's door, saying, it's finished, it's finished. They are free. Sickness can be healed now.
Amen.
Think of that.
Amen.
You need a healing? It's here.
Amen.
He's already paid
Amen.
For it.
Amen.
Think of this word that's been coming. Oh my, if our hearts condemn us not, we can ask.
Amen.
And oh my, if you're natural, you son should ask you for a fish. Would you give him something different? No. How much more shall your heavenly Father? Hallelujah. All this, he's just waiting. But oh, what's our attitude? I can't believe he let me get sick. I can't believe I got this. I can't believe I got that. I can't believe this is happening to me. I can't believe I'm having to go through that. But oh, he wants to see someone and say, Lord, I know you took care of this. Amen. Reach out and let him,
Amen.
Make him God of who he is. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Amen. He wants to be magnified as God. Amen. It's finished. It's finished. They're free. Sickness can be healed. Sinners can be saved. And the captive can be set free. Because of that, I can stand here tonight and say I'm a recipient, and I know that that's the word, thus saith the Lord. And I've seen it happen. This captive's been set free. Sinners have been saved.
Praise God.
Amen. And sickness has been healed. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Oh, how great he is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This is, let's see if I can skip a little bit. This is kind of lengthy. I'm going to read it. I think it just Brother Branham put this into words, and I thought it was just to read it to go along with it. Amen. And after the same manner as he took the cup, he read the scripture. The cup of the New Testament, my blood, this do you as you drink it in remembrance of me. He says, now I'd like to take from there, remembering the Lord. And of course, we all know in our church, we read this as a communion service each night. And it's a great text to read, or a great scripture at the time, and it applies there, but I just wanted those words in remembrance of me. Now, communion has many times been the great dispute down through ages between the Protestant and the Catholic. They say the Catholic takes this communion. They take it in hopes that they have did something to merit some good thing, that their sins will be forgiven by doing it. The Protestant takes it in remembrance that Christ has already forgiven them, and they take it in rejoicing that they're already forgiven. But Paul goes on here, that how to come to the Lord's table. If there's anything wrong, make it right before we get there. Amen. Think about it. Amen. Not only this table, but we're fixing to go to the main table. Amen.
He says, but I've wondered, but Paul says, before we get there, for we eat and drink, unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now we are very, very much to be in prayer when we take communion.
Amen. And just as he types this, think about it. As we come in these doors, we're coming to commune with him. We ought to be in very, very much prayer.
He says, but I've wondered many times if that word, if we use it just right, communion. Now commune means to talk to, see, to commune with. And I wonder if really when we meet together like this in heavenly places, if that isn't communion, that we are communing with God and talking to him. And then if we'll just sit still and let him answer us back.
Amen. If we come in the Spirit praying, oh my, and sit still and listen to the word. Don't get anxious. Don't get rushed with it. But let God take it and deal with our hearts.
And he says, many things. And then if we'll just sit still and let him answer us back, many things and the one horrible things that I do, I try to do all the talking and not sit still long enough for him to answer me back. We do that so many times in prayer. I think if we would get off of our heart what's in it and express ourselves to the Lord Jesus and then just kneel and just be still a while and see what he would say back to us. Amen. He's given us some wonderful instructions here. And sometimes I did that. My whole opinion was changed, you see. I'd go ask him something. Now, Lord, these people really, they got something. I believe they want me over there. And I'd just start praying. First thing you know, I'm just satisfied that it's the Lord's will. But after I pray, if I just linger a little while, see, then it's changed altogether. Sometimes sent somewhere else. Just commune with the Lord. Oh, what a glorious fellowship just to get to talk and commune and wait for him to talk back. And if you'll remember, our pastor just read, I think it was Sunday night, about the greatest thrill Brother Branham knew was to get into the presence. Amen. And to think of what a great person that is you're talking to, the Creator himself, communing with you, who put your life in this volcanic ash that you're living in. And then someday you'll have to leave there. And then it's in his hands where it goes from there. And you have the privilege now to make your choice which way that soul goes when it leaves. What a wonderful thing to commune with him upon the basis of his promises. And then hear him commune back to you and say it's all well. My, that really expresses it right. We don't have to look at any creed. We don't have to look at any dogmas. The only thing we have to do is just now that he witnesses back his word that it's settled, and that's all of it. Then the burden rolls away. Amen. I've thought of coming to this table that we call it tonight, and I've got to express as much communion here as would be taking what we call the Lord's Supper. But now when we come together in this way, there God comes down, and the communion table is actually break and broken bodies. The body of the Lord that we separate among us. Now that is the literal body, but the bread we break representing the body of Christ. Did you notice on the day of Pentecost what a great thing we have there? That God who led the children of Israel through the wilderness. That great pillar of fire on the day of Pentecost. This great fire fell and then divided itself among the people. Oh, to think how that he wants us to sit together in heavenly places. Then each one of enjoying the warmth of the fire of the Holy Spirit, cloven tongues set upon them like fire, licks of fire, God dividing himself amongst the church. Oh, wouldn't that note just set our hearts to burning? That's when we can come together in heavenly places. And we know that his table where the people sit together and commune with him is like an oasis in the desert, and an oasis in the desert where there's a great spring, where weary travelers come and sit around this oasis in the desert and refresh themselves, and then remembering how it got there. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And tonight, may we remember just a little bit of how it got to be that this little oasis that we can come in and drink. Amen. And feel that refreshing wind. Feel that little still small voice speak to our hearts when we come together. Hallelujah. Amen. Remembering how it got there. And that's the way it is in the church, the table of communion, where all of the blessings of God, the full gospel, everything that God has for his church is brought out and laid out among us. And it's like an oasis in this hot, burning, sinful desert that we're traveling through. And then when we come in and talk of and read the menu, and then we see that he turns back around, he's not fresh out of this or fresh out of that, or this struck off, but he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's got everything on the menu ready to give it out. That's the good part. Then we can just look over the menu and take the whole thing. He didn't say take part of it. Take the whole thing. And we can take the whole thing. I just like a complete course, don't you?
I'd just like to take it. And while we're enjoying these blessings, each one filling his presence and saying, amen, praise God, hallelujah, and so forth, then we can remember the one that brought it to us and made it possible, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Remember him. I think that's what many times that maybe we enjoy so many blessings that we forget just where they come from. Amen. And may we truly take the time to remember everything I've got, everything I am, and everything I'll ever be is because of him.
Amen.
Amen. There's not one thing I've ever achieved in life that if it wasn't for him, I could have achieved. He's given me the strength to hold a job. He's given me the strength to provide for my family. He's given me the words maybe to speak to someone that came to church. Maybe help me lead someone along life's way. But God has given all and done it all. And without him, I would be nothing. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. In closing, I'm going to read Ephesians, the second chapter. Amen. But God, this is Ephesians 2 in the fourth verse. But God, who is rich in mercy with his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath he quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Amen. I'm a recipient of that grace today. Amen. And how it burns within our hearts. Hallelujah. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and the kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship. Hallelujah. He done all that he did. Amen. That today he'd have a bride that he could say, look, she's without spot or blemish. Amen. And he's coming back to get her. Hallelujah. And he said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Remember, it's him and it's all him. There's nothing we've ever done or anything we'll ever do, but he's paid the price from the beginning to the end. He's paved the way. And oh, what a love it ought to cause in our hearts. What an assurance it ought to bring. And how we ought to surrender ourselves greater and become as little children. Lord, here's my hand. Take me through. Amen. Instead of trying to fight, I got this. I know what this means. I know what that means, Lord. Reveal it to me, Lord. Here's my hand. Give me eyes, Seth. Lord, that I may truly see. Amen. He is wonderful. He is the great I am. Amen. You know, it's things we've heard many times. But may we just dwell upon it. Sometimes, remembering. Amen. Bring it back to our remembrance of what he's truly done. And remember, communion should be an everyday affair, not just a service. Amen. But remembering daily. And a true remembrance is when he can see we're giving our life to him, letting him have the preeminence. Oh, what joy he gets from seeing that little wife, knowing she's right in submission, right where he wants her to be. Lord, let me be what you would have me be. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. As our brother comes, let's sing that little chorus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Are healed, and God is clear.
God for his mercy and his grace. It ought to make us really think again. Appreciate him that much more.
Amen.
Oh, my. Just remembering him. Remembering all what he's done for us. And I trust it will be something that will be every day in our life. Every day, constantly. Thinking about what he's done for us and how precious he is. I was thinking of what Brother Branham said. I just listened to the other night. He said, Brother Branham was saying, the most precious thing in life, the most precious thing in life, money cannot buy.
Right.
Nope. Because money cannot buy joy. Mm-hmm. Money cannot buy salvation.
That's right.
Money can't buy grace. Money can't buy revelation.
Amen.
Look at the things money cannot buy. Amen. But look what he's freely given.
Amen.
Oh my, not by our works he's given to us. But he gave it to us by grace.
Amen.
Oh, I thank him so very much for all he's done for me. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Timothy was finishing up there. Kind of like to sing it before we go, if you don't mind. I'm going to turn to page 63. One day I will. Amen. Amen. Glory to his name. Just a short little song, but I love this little song.
Amen.
I have never seen the face of my Savior serving him. First met him. Oh my, he
life with his joy. Amen. It doth fill. I'm longing for the day when my eyes shall behold him.
Amen.
Oh, yes, one day I will. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, my sweet Lord, precious Jesus, we love you. Thank you again for this precious opportunity we've had this evening. Lord, I feel so blessed that you gave me an opportunity. Lord, you gave me strength. You gave me the desire. You provided the way. You provided the place. You provided your presence. And with all these things, Lord, we truly remember you, what you've done for us. May we remember what you continue to do for us, Lord. May it never leave our hearts and our minds. But may there be a true thanksgiving in our hearts all through the day. That, Lord, even through the day, we may stop a few moments to begin to meditate. And, Lord, immediately, the presence of the Holy Spirit is there. We begin to speak to you and talk to you. Oh, what a sweet conversation. We appreciate it, Lord. So thankful, Lord, that when we stop to think about you, our hearts begin to just melt. Lord, and the tears begin to flow because of appreciation that you gave us. Not what we earned, but what you gave us. We appreciate it, Lord. As we leave this little place now, somehow, Lord, help us to grow stronger now. We've been here and listened to thy precious word. Father, we'd be more true to you, more surrendered to you. Again, Lord, that you'd have a greater preeminence of our lives. And we appreciate it now, what you've blessed us with tonight. Thank you so much for the word. And again, Lord, your sweet presence. Just go with us now and bring us back the next appointed time, we ask, Lord. If you should tarry, if it be your will, give us the strength, Lord, and the desire. Lord, reveal your word continuously to us. We ask in your glorious, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. You're so sweet, Lord. Amen. Glory to his wonderful name. Amen. I love you.
Amen.
I know you do too. Let's press on.
Amen.
Press toward the mark of the prize, the high calling in Christ Jesus. May God bless you.
Amen.
You're all dismissed.